Thank God for victory. And thank God for the message this morning. Let's take the word of God to heart. Amen. That's right. I mean, we hear it, but it's left up to us to obey it, take it to heart. The word of God, when it's preached, if we don't accept and obey it, it's like pouring water on a duck's back.
That's right.
Oh, water on a duck's back and run right off on it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But thank God. God wants us to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We have ears to hear. If we have ears to hear, we'll obey it, won't we? We'll obey what it says. And that's the main thing, to obey what it says. Now, Jesus, when he was tempted of the devil, that last temptation that the devil tried on Jesus, he took him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And he told Jesus, said, "Now, I give you all of this. I give you all of it. Glory, I give you all of it. If you do what? Bow down and worship me." What did Jesus tell him? "It is written." He gave him the word, didn't he? "It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve." And Jesus told Satan, "Get thee hence. Get gone." And Satan departed. He left him, but that was just for a season, that's right, because the devil tried Jesus in so many, in every way he could. Amen. But Jesus always stood true to the word of God, stood true to truth, because he is the truth.
Amen.
Amen. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And hallelujah, thank God for the word of God, that good word, that good rich word this morning.
Amen.
Let's take heed to it, saints of God. Let's love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, and with all our strength. And to love our neighbor as ourself. Amen? Without love, we're nothing, isn't that right?
Amen.
"Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing." Isn't that right? Hallelujah. "Though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits it. It's nothing. It don't mean a thing. It's zero." Amen. But thank God, when we have embraced God and embraced the love of God, we can give it out, can't we? And, amen. We have that love, God's Spirit flowing in us and through us and out of us to be a blessing. Isn't that right? God doesn't save us to sit around and say, "Well, I got it, you got it to get." No, 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 no. God doesn't save us to get back in some corner and say, "Come here, world." No, he doesn't. That's not the way God did it. It's not the way God does it. Isn't that right? Jesus himself was our example. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, but God was with him. Isn't that right? And he had, what, 12 disciples. Well, he named them apostles, didn't he? Hallelujah. And on one occasion, you know, when Jesus was preaching and teaching, and he said, "Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Hallelujah. And some of them couldn't. They said, "Well, this is a hard saying. Who can receive it?" A lot of them turned away from him because they were corner-minded. Isn't that right? Word of God said, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We have to walk and talk and live in the Spirit in order to please God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for salvation tonight. Thank God for being a Christian. I'd rather be a Christian than to be anything I know, anything else I know. I would. I'd rather be a Christian. Well, why? Because as the pastor talked about this morning, we have hope. We have hope. But there are many in this world. The Bible says how many without God and without hope in this world. And people, you know, that we can't buy. You can't buy salvation. You can't buy God, things of God. You can't buy them. But a lot of people on TV and radio and all call themselves trying to sell. Years ago, I knew an evangelist. He could really preach, and he was a gifted man, and he got on the air and said, "Money, and I want it now." And he meant that, too. Isn't that something? I mean, he was a shyster. He could get that money. My. He died of a heart attack. You know, I hope he was ready to meet the Lord. I hope he was, you know. I mean, some people, you know, make mistakes. God forgive us, you know. But you got to be right with God. We can't play with the Lord. Isn't that right? And get away. I mean, God is merciful and he's kind. But thank God, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We got to repent and turn to God by faith, if we want to be saved. Amen. But we're living in the end time, living in dark times. We're living in the last of the last days, which means the Lord is coming soon, doesn't it?
Amen.
My. Which means the Lord is coming soon. And we that know him should be looking forward to that.
Yes.
Isn't that right? We should, hallelujah. Yes. Yada mamanda, mamindo. Hallelujah. With joy. Thank God. Hallelujah. We receive him and we're looking for him. And that's why we need to pray every day. Pray. Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. Isn't that right? The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we have to deny ourselves.
Amen.
We have to put this flesh to death.
Yes.
Mortify the members. What do you mean to put them to death? Amen. The flesh, we can't let the flesh rule if we're going to please God.
Amen.
The Spirit of God have got to rule and reign in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is faithful. All right, tonight, let's look at Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to talk about the Beatitudes tonight. Well, let's deal with one maybe tonight, at least one. The Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 11, what we're going to look at. 5, verses 3 through 11. This is Jesus. Now, let me just set this up. The Bible said, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, he sat down. His disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, verse 3, what did he say? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. All right? Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Jesus is talking here. Blessed. The word blessed means happy. It means happy, or it means fortunate, blissful. Amen? Blessed. Now, the word beatitude is a word which comes from a Latin word, beatus. I'm doing my best on pronouncing it, beatus, which means blessed, happy, fortunate. Now, to compare, you can got some scriptures. I want you to write these down. Verses, compare these verses with the Beatitude verses, all right? Which means blessed or happy. Psalms 1, verse 1. Psalms 115, verse 15. Proverbs 3:13 and Daniel 12:12. Amen. So let's read the rest of the Beatitudes and then we'll focus in on poor in spirit.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Amen. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And tonight we need to be hungering and thirsting after righteousness in order to be filled. All right?
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Amen.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
Amen. Sons of God or children of God. Amen. All right.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Mm-hmm.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Being persecuted for righteousness. Listen to what it said now. persecuted for righteousness' sake. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. See, when we do what's right and we're persecuted for that, that pleases God, doesn't it?
Amen.
Better believe it. So the word of God said, let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Because don't suffer for those things. Say, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him do what? Glorify God on that behalf. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. If you're suffering as a Christian, if you're living for the Lord and people persecute you, talk about you, lie on you. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe jerk you up some. I mean, some people are... years ago, I was talking to a man and about the Lord, and he told me a real theologian. And I was talking to him about the Lord, and I said something to ruffle his feathers, and he said to me, he was about to slap half the top of my head off. Amen. So he was upset, angry. Amen. But whenever you tell the truth, look out.
Amen.
Persecution, isn't that right?
Amen.
You're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Yes, if you live in holy and pure, and you have some of these shysters, these people that's half-stepping. They want to live in any kind of old way all week and go to church on Sunday and think they're all right. They're not all right.
Come on, brother, preach it.
Amen. They're not all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holiness. Hallelujah. God have called us to holiness. Haven't they right? Isn't that right? Holiness. Thank God. That's what he's called us to be holy. Word of God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And we have to follow. The word of God said, he that saved, he abided in him. Talking about in Jesus. Ought himself also so to do what? Walk even as he walked.
Yeah.
Amen. Follow his step. The Apostle Paul, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Apostle Paul was a man that wanted to know the Lord. Really wanted to know him. Did he know the Lord? Yes, he did know him. But thank God he wanted to know him in a much more intimate way, a closer way. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Every time Jesus took a step, Paul wanted to step right in his track, so to speak. I'm talking about following the Lord closely, doing the will of God, pleasing God. And saints of God, when our desire is to please God, God will help us, won't he?
Yeah.
He'll help us. Amen.
Yeah.
When we pray daily, and we have to pray every day. And Satan will try you. Satan don't want you to pray, does he? No, he don't want you to pray. But he's a liar. We're going to pray anyway, aren't we? We're going to sing praises to the Lord. Amen. Well, we're going to follow the Lord. What does that song say? I made up. How does it go? No turning back. There you go. How does the words go? No turning back. What's some of those words? Huh? Still I will follow.
I have decided.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to get the title of the song. Y'all know how it is with me with songs. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow. That means you made up your mind you're going to follow him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? When you decide something, I mean you made up your mind. Is that right?
Amen.
I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. I'm not going to turn back.
Amen.
I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord. Keep my eyes on, because he is the prize, isn't it? He's the prize of the high calling. I'm going to keep my eyes on him. Thank God and follow him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory. Glory be to God. Thank God. And at my age, boy, I keep my eyes right on him. Well, young people have to, isn't that right? But the word of God say, remember now thy creator, what? In the days of thy youth, before the evil days come, when you say, I have no pleasure in them. And hallelujah. You know, when you get older, my, sometimes things don't work just right, do they? They don't. These knees of mine, y'all see how I walk up here? But hey, amen, I'm gonna work for the Lord.
Amen.
As long as he let breath stay in my body. And my desire is to really please him.
Amen.
I mean, not just, hallelujah,
amen,
to please him out of a pure heart.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now, thank God for a good wife, my sweetheart.
Amen.
Amen. She's a, boy, I tell you, she's a real help me. I mean, she really, I couldn't ask for a better wife. She's a 10-cow woman. Hallelujah. Well, I don't get nobody to say that, do you? I mean, worse a whole lot. Worse a whole lot. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Isn't that right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank God. And I found God gave me a good wife. A woman that love him, and love his people. Not only love him and love his people, but love the ungodly, love the unsaved. We got to love the unsaved. Isn't that right? We've got to love the unlovely. Hallelujah. We have. And thank God for that service this morning, how people came up and got prayer. And some healings took place this morning. You know that? Amen. Some healings took place this morning. Because the devil will paint an ugly picture to you, won't he? He'll tell you that you're going to die. But he's a liar. We're not going to die until the Lord get ready for us to die. If we serve God and please him. Amen. Our lives are in his hand. Our time are in his hand. So we need to yield our vessels fully to him and obey his voice. Hallelujah. I've decided to follow Jesus. Thank God. Amen. Have you decided to follow him tonight? Amen. Have you really made up your mind you're going to follow Jesus? Amen. Amen. That means no turning back, doesn't it? Amen. No turning back. No turning back. Amen. Now, I'm working on a couple of songs for Christmas on the violin. I'm working on them. And with the help of the Lord, I'll be ready to play them. So, and I hope the professor is here and he can call me aside and tell me some things. He really knows music. I thank God for that. But I'm going to do my best. I'm working on it. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. All right. What does it mean to be poor in spirit? Now, let's just talk about a few things that doesn't mean to be poor in spirit. Poor in spirit doesn't mean being poor-spirited. There are some people who live who have little or no self-esteem and whose self-image is poor. And as a consequence, there's an inner person. Well, this person is an anemic. Amen? That's not poor in spirit, though. Some people are shy and retiring by nature, but that's not the same as being poor in spirit. God created us with different temperaments. Isn't that right? And personalities. Some of us are extroverts, and some of us are introverts. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Listen to this now. It's possible for an introvert to be proud and an extrovert to be humble. Isn't that right? Amen. It really is. Now, Peter was what? An extrovert. Amen. Well, Peter didn't mind opening his mouth, did he? He spoke, boy. Peter was an extrovert. But listen to this now. Peter was an extrovert. Yet Thomas' refusal to accept the fact of Christ's resurrection and his demand for proof was just as much an evidence of pride as Peter's boasting. Isn't that right? Now see, Thomas said, "Except I see." They told him, "So we have seen the Lord. The Lord rose and we saw him. We saw him." See? Hallelujah. The disciples was in this room. Jesus appeared unto him, but Thomas wasn't with them. And after 8 days, again, Thomas was in the room with them. Jesus appeared again. And when Jesus appeared that time, he called Thomas out, didn't he? Amen. So Thomas, look at my hand. Look at my hand. Hallelujah. Look at my feet. You can thrust your hand into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And after Thomas saw all of that, boy, I know he was startled. I know he was, oh my, my. I know he was ashamed too, you know. Amen. When you be, I would be. I mean, denied that the brethren had saw it. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to Thomas, be not faithless, but believing. And Jesus said, blessed, said Thomas, you have seen and you believe, but blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. the ones that didn't see. And we didn't see the Lord, did, but we didn't see him physically, did we? We didn't see him in bodily, but thank God we know him by the Spirit. Amen. The Word of God say, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth, what? Know we him no more. That's after the flesh. How do we know him then? After the Spirit, don't we? Thank God. When Jesus rose from the dead, thank God, he had a glorified body, a spiritual body. But thank God, he could eat. He ate, didn't he? Amen. Let them know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He appeared unto them to have you here in the meat. And they gave him a piece of a broad fish and of a honeycomb. He took it and did eat before them, didn't he? He ate that before them. So we'll be able to eat, won't we?
Amen.
Amen. You better believe it. Hallelujah. But I... Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Isn't God good?
Amen.
Isn't he good? When we eat that, God, we're not gonna be gaining weight and all that, you know. I mean, it's just we'd be eating for pleasure. I'm feeling like, you know, I mean, not to live right, because we're living by the Spirit. We'd be living by the Spirit, won't we?
Yeah.
We'll be living by the Spirit of God. Thank God. And you know, sometimes you can think about your heavenly home,
yes,
and you desire to go there, don't you?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Because we know, hallelujah, in heaven, no more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow. My God. Hallelujah. No more tears. Isn't that something? Just think about it. Think about what heaven's going to be like. But we're in the nasty here and now. So let's live holy and pure. And trust God and live for God and obey God and get out and cause some souls to come into God's kingdom. By witnessing, being a witness, being a light, first of all, isn't that right? Being a light. You're the light of the world. Oh, God.
Yes,
amen. You're the light of the world. A city that is set up on the hill cannot be hidden.
Amen.
Neither the men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it give light unto all that are in the house. Isn't that right? You're the salt of the earth. That's why God had made us. The salt of the earth says, savor, wherewith shall it be salted? And so it's good for nothing but to be cast out and trod under foot of men. But thank God, we God's people, we're going to stand firm, letting our light shine, and letting that salt, thank God, permeate. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and mercy. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Isn't God good? He's so good. Thank God for this great service this morning. Let's take the word. Let's take the word of God to heart. Let's take it to heart. Amen? What you mean? Obey. Let's obey it. Let's obey God's word. All right. Shyness is not poverty of spirit. Neither, listen at this now, neither is the detestable groveling attitude that we call mock humility, which means some always are reminding people that they are very humble, a very humble person. That's not poor in spirit. Listen to this. In a more refined way, we see the mock humility in people who deny about themselves what everybody else knows is true. That's a mock humility. Amen? In a sense, said Moses was guilty of the sin when he told God he was not able to speak. Exodus 4 verses 10 through 17. Read that when you get a chance. Who can tell God anything about ourselves that he don't know? He know anything about us, doesn't it? You can't tell God nothing about yourself that you don't know. He don't know. After all, God made us, and God is able to empower us to do whatever he calls us to do. Hallelujah. Denying that we can accomplish God's work is not... Denying that we can accomplish God's work is denying... It's not humility. It's pride. See, in other words, if God says you can do something and you say you can't do it, that's not humility. The Lord, I can't. See, God let Moses know he's going to be with him, didn't he? I'll be with you. Who made your mouth? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Being poor in spirit means knowing yourself, accepting yourself, and being yourself to the glory of God. The word of God said, know ye not your own self. That's what Paul said. Know ye not your own self, lest ye be reprobate. We got to know ourselves, isn't that right? We have. Know ye not your own self, lest you be reprobate. Amen. So, oh no. Yes, we have. We got to know who we are in the Lord. Amen. Not the flesh now.
Come on. That's right.
Hallelujah. And we accept that. We accept who we are in the Lord. And we magnify God. We lift him up and praise him. And let our light shine in this dark world, because we live in this world, it's dark. Amen. This is a dark place. Amen. But we're the lights. Let's shine bright for Jesus. Let's be stirred up and fired up and ready to go up. Amen. Because he's coming soon. He's coming soon. Let's be able to give an answer of the hope. We have hope,
yes.
Don't we? We have hope. The world don't have hope. The Bible says how they are without God and without hope in this world. What does that mean? That they're lost. Isn't that right? If you're without God and don't have no hope, you're lost, eternally lost. Well, you're going to be eternally lost once you die, eternally lost. Isn't that right? But thank God. Thank the Lord. We have that hope. How does that song say? I have this hope. How does Amen. I know me with songs. How does it go? We have a future. There you go. Yeah. A future and a destiny. Thank God. How can we have a future and a destiny? How can we have that? Huh? Yeah, amen, brother. We have a good God. He gave a good ass. We got a good God. A God that loves us. Amen. He's God that loves us, and he washed us from our sin. Jesus did in his own blood. He washed us. Thank God. That blood is so precious. I thank God for the cross tonight. He died on that cross, and he had power. He didn't have to die, did he? I mean, he had power not to die, but he consented to die. He consented to die. He had power to call, more than 12 legions of angels, didn't he? To come and get him off of that. Thank God, but he didn't do that. He stretched out on that cross and let him nail him to that cross because he loved us.
Amen.
That's love, isn't it?
Yes.
Greater love had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. He laid down his life while we was yet sinners. He died for us. He didn't wait till we get right. We couldn't get right, but not him. Could we?
Amen.
Thank God. While we was yet sinners, he died for us that we... Hallelujah, that we might be the sons and daughters of God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is so good. He is so good. Hallelujah. Poor in spirit. Poor in spirit. Thank God. Listen at this now. Poor in spirit. It is the opposite of self-sufficiency. This speaks of the deep humility of recognizing one's utter spiritual bankruptcy apart from God. It describes those who are acutely conscious of their own lostness and hopelessness apart from divine grace. Amen? The grace of God that brings salvation, what? Hath appeared unto all men. See how good and gracious God is? Lord, not one of the any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness in the worldly lust, we should do what? Live soberly, righteously, and godly. Where at? In this present. We're right here in the nasty here and now.
Amen.
And we can only do that, thank God, only do that through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank God for his faithfulness. Being poor in spirit, devil, you're a liar. Being poor in spirit speaks of those who discover their own utter poverty, spiritually speaking, and take their place as paupers before God. Amen? Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God have called us. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit. And once we receive the Lord, once we repent, turn to God by faith, and really become Christian, then we receive the gift of God, then we become rich. Amen, isn't that right? Amen. Glory be to God. But it's only through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's only through the Lord. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Blessed. Hallelujah. Glory. Happy are you. And God's people are happy. The true people, ones that are really falling on to know the Lord, we're happy. We're not sitting back sad sacks, are we?
Amen.
No, we're not. No, no. We have joy.
Oh, yes.
We have joy, don't we? Thank God. We have joy. The joy of the Lord. What does the word of God say? Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Isn't that right? Know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. We know the joyful song. Song. Hallelujah. The joyful sound. And Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. And what? Your joy might be full. Jesus wants to be full of joy. You know, isn't that right? When Jesus walked the earth, he wasn't walking around looking like no sad sack. No, he was not. Even the children loved him. You going somewhere, you got children love you. Isn't that right?
Amen.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the disciples, they were asking who was going to be the greatest, you know. And they asked who was going to be, what did Jesus do? He's called a little child, isn't he? Hallelujah. Call a little child and let them know. Except, you got to become as a little child. Isn't that right? Not childish, but like a little child. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. You become a little child. Thank God. You're not going to enter in. Not even going to make it. Amen. I mean, humbling yourself. Denying yourself. Running to the Lord. Knowing that he's our Father. He's our Deliverer. He's our Keeper. Without him, we can't do nothing. And then that's what he wants us to do. Come to him as a little child. You know, a little child go to their mother, daddy, and say, I want some bread. I want some water. You know, I want some milk. Isn't that right? That's why we depend upon God. He's our Father. He's our Lord. He's our Maker. He's our King. And he wants us to lift him up. He wants us to praise him daily. We don't praise him enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to praise him, doesn't he? He wants us to be thankful. Hallelujah. He wants us to be thankful. Remember when Jesus healed the 10 leper men? He healed those 10 leper men. Only one came back. And Jesus said, were thou not 10? Where are the 9? Only this one. Man, only this one come back. Only this one man. Only one came back. And that shows that a lot of times we're not thankful enough. Amen, we're not. And sometimes I have to ask God to forgive me for not being thankful like I should. Amen. Because God is so good. Isn't it? He's so good to us. He protects us. He watches over. He keeps us. And we're living in a mean world. So as we go about there, we pray and seek God. Say, Lord, watch over, protect us, and deliver us. Lord, have your way in our lives, God. Help us to do your will. Help us to please you today, Lord. What do you want me to do, Lord? That's what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. He's in control. He wants to be in control of our lives. We have to let him know. He's not going to beat us over the head and make us. No, he does not. That's not the way God is. Even from the beginning when he made Adam and Eve, didn't he? He made them in the garden, put Adam in the garden. Then, and Adam, he saw Adam needed a helpmeet. What? He saw Adam was lonely. Adam needed some. So God put Adam asleep and made the woman, right? Hallelujah. Thank God. And God is good. Thank God for. My brother said, they're the trouble. Brother Scott, how the God is good, isn't it?
Amen.
Well, God is faithful. Amen. So Hallelujah. We love him, don't we? We love him tonight because he first loved us. And he wants us, hallelujah, to do his will. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, we're going to get further into this next time. But hallelujah, the poor in spirit. Glory be to God. Being poor in spirit means being able to yield your spirit to God, yielding your spirit to God, and permitting him to fulfill God's will in your life. Amen. We want God's will done in our lives, don't we? Amen. Not man's will, not our own will, but we want the will of God to be done in our life. The Apostle Paul said, if I yet seek to please men, what did he say? I should not be the servant of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We can't seek to please men. We've got to seek to please God. God's got to be first in our lives, isn't that right? In order to please him. And we want to please him tonight, don't we? We want to please him tonight. Why do we want to please God? Why do we want to please God? Because we love him, don't we? Amen. Why do we love him? Because he first loved us. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory. Thank God. Sometimes I feel like taking off running. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is great and greatly to be praised. We talked this morning about the greatness of God some, didn't we? God is great and greater to be praised. So let's praise him. Thank God. Let's praise him each day. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometime in your car, you know, forever. Praise God as you go, as you ride, and you drive. Amen? And slow down, my brother. My brother step off driving. Well, hallelujah. My sweetheart tell me I drive too slow. I said, she drive too fast. So you see that? Yeah, yeah. But she's a better driver. She's a good driver. She really is. You know, and I don't like driving at night much anymore. I can do it. I take my. I'm telling you what happened one night. I was driving over on down here somewhere. I know the street. Can't think of it now. 30. Anyway. And I turned the corner pretty fast and ran up on the sidewalk. Yeah. See, you know, I mean, so I take it. But Lord didn't let nothing be in the way that I could run into anything. He just let me run. Had a good space on that sidewalk. But I thank God for protecting me, you know.
Amen.
So that's the reason I take it easy at night. And I make sure I got on some decent glasses. I try my best to where I can see. Amen?
Amen.
That's God's love and mercy, isn't it?
Yes.
I thank God for his mercy and grace. See, God is faithful. And God, he sent his angels, doesn't he, to protect us. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. God is so good. Even back in Old Testament, you know how, let me say this. The angel of the Lord went before the children of Israel. Now, when they got to the Red Sea, Pharaoh and his army was behind them. And the Red Sea was before them. The angel that was with them, listen to what happened now. He went behind them. The angel, he was in front of them. He went behind them. And darkness came. And before the Egyptians couldn't see, it was just darkness. To Egyptians, but not to God's people. See how great God is. We're talking about a great God.
Yes.
We're talking about a mighty God.
Amen.
We're talking about a holy God. Isn't that right? Amen. We're talking about a God that's nothing too hard for him. He went, but angel went behind them, and it got dark right in front of the Egyptians, and they had to just stop, stay there. But the children of Israel, they could go on, you know, and God delivered them. But now, after he went behind them, and then, you know, it got light again, what the Egyptians could see, and the children of Israel was going on across the Red Sea. Pharaoh and his army they went in behind them, trying to overtake them. But listen to what God did. God took off their chariot wheels. He took off the Egyptians' chariot wheel and made it drag heavy. God was fighting for his people.
Amen.
Saints, we have the same God.
Amen.
We have that same. Can't we realize we have that same God that love us? That love us. Thank God. There's nothing he wants. The Bible says he would not. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say. God will not hold. God will not withhold no good thing from them that love him.
Amen.
Satan's a liar.
Amen.
God going, I'm gonna get it out because some people are going to help me get it out. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
See, we have to team up on the devil.
Amen.
Better believe we do. Hallelujah, because we love God and we love one another.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And we're going to do the will of God. May God bless you tonight. May God smile upon you. May God give you peace.